Hi, I'm Keith Christensen. I'm the chairman of the Department of European Paintings. You're standing in front of one of the most poetic pictures in the Metropolitan's collection. Striding through the rocky landscape is a giant figure drawn from classical mythology. It's Orion the Hunter, who was blinded by the king of Crete. The figure on Orion's back, Sedalion, is leading him to the rising sun, which will restore his sight. Diana, goddess of the moon, stands on the dark clouds above. She may symbolize the moon's power to summon rain. The painting was made in 1658 by the French artist Nicolas Poussin. It has inspired countless lovers of art, and in particular, William Hazlitt, a friend of Wordsworth. He describes it in a way that I think is so marvelous that I'd like just to call it to your attention. He says the canvas has a feeling of vastness, of strangeness, and of primeval forms that pervade the canvas. It's a canvas, in other words, that moves beyond simple, mere depiction and tries to suggest to us the ways in which nature itself functions and the ways in which myth has tried to encapsulate these great truths of life. It's for that reason that in another passage, Hazlitt writes famously, "The picture breathes the spirit of the morning, its moisture, its repose, its obscurity, waiting for the miracle of light to kindle it into smiles."